dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th-ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement. America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Some showers around Saturday night, drying out for Sunday, partly sunny and a high around 50. Rain chances return to start next week. Currently 35 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It's the end of the week. Happy Friday. It's Anything Goes Friday as well. We have no guests today. It's going to be you and me for 3 hours. So what's on your mind? We'll get to all that. I've got a few things that I want to share with you as we go through the program. My op-ed today, Alexander Hamilton's Nightmare Realized, How Billionaires Hijacked America. Also, NBC hosts and producers are now under threat as ex-Trump people start fleeing the country. Seriously. The Russia report will make your toes curl. We'll get to all that stuff. In the second hour of the program, remaking the Democratic Party, healing the blue abandonment of 2024, and blueprint of destruction. Experts outline chillingly clear view of Trump's next term. And also, Marjorie Taylor Greene is teasing who will be arrested for crimes against humanity by Matt Gaetz, and it's pretty chilling. Should Dr. Fauci flee the country? Should you? Should I? And in the third hour of the program, are the Republicans coming for health care for both retired and working people? Sure looks like it. So we got a lot to talk about here today. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on my op-ed this morning, just because, you know, we've all discussed it so many times, but it's titled Alexander Hamilton's Nightmare Realized, How Billionaires Hijacked America. Hamilton in Federalist 68 and 71, was just so certain that all these checks and balances, that the president would be checked by the Supreme Court, that the president would be checked by Congress. The president would be, the Electoral College would help make sure that a wise elder was selected as president of the United States. He writes, the process of election affords a moral certainty that the office of president will never fall to the lot of any man who is not in an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications. He goes on to say, talents for low intrigue and the little arts of popularity may alone suffice to elevate a man to the first honors in a single state. But it would require other talents and a different kind of merit to establish him in the esteem and confidence of the whole union, or of so considerable a portion of it as would be necessary to make him a successful candidate for the distinguished office of President of the United States. Well, here we are. What Hamilton didn't plan for was a 40-year campaign by right-wing billionaires to pack the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court then legalizing political bribery and knocking down hundreds of state and federal laws. And then a series of Republican presidents knocking down our guardrails with regard to the media, media ownership rules and the fairness doctrine and equal time rule and all that kind of thing. So I go through all this in considerable detail. I think if any of this interests you, I think you'll find it fascinating. And this is also why, basically, since the Reagan Revolution, since the 1980s, you know, before the 1980s, we got pretty much everything we wanted. We got unions, we got Medicare, we got Social Security, we got Medicaid, we got housing support, we got free college, we got very, very cheap health care because health insurance companies and hospitals were both required to be nonprofits. I mean, things were working really well. And then the Reagan Revolution happened, and basically, you know, Reagan turned America over to the billionaire class and cut their taxes. And now nothing gets done in Congress that most people want. For example, reducing or ending student debt, free or low-cost college, dental, hearing, and eyeglasses for seniors on Medicare, raising the cap on Social Security so it's solvent, getting the post office into personal banking for low-income people, stopping global warming, making pharmaceuticals affordable, Medicare for all, taxing the rich, cutting back on fossil fuel emissions, breaking up the big monopolies to restore competition. None of that stuff is happening. Why? Because every single time we try to do any of it, Republicans block it because they are being basically bribed, legally, of course, by right-wing billionaires and big corporations. And this is America becoming a mafia state. With Trump and the corrupt toadies he's inserting into our government, we're all kind of stuck living in Alexander Hamilton's nightmare. It's going to be at least 2 years before we can do anything about this at the ballot box. But we have to get ready now. Show up for your local Democratic Party. Volunteer to be a precinct committee person. Join a group like Indivisible. Become an evangelist for democracy. And share the media that you like and use. And this isn't just a pitch for me and my newsletters. There's a lot of great stuff out there. There's an awful lot of it on Substack in particular that you can share with your friends, your relatives, and people you work with. And, let's... This is not the time to check out and run away and hide. Let's get active. In other news today, Steve Bannon has threatened MSNBC. He told MSNBC's Ari Melber yesterday that all you hosts and the producers at the network had better lawyer up because Matt Gaetz's Justice Department is going to be coming after you. He said, the American people weighed in and you were inundated for years. Weissman, you were on TV with MSNBC and all the producers, MSNBC. Preserve your documents. Ari Melber and all your hosts, preserve your documents. All of it, Bannon said. You better be worried. You better lawyer up. Some of you young producers, you better call mom and dad tonight. Mom and dad, you know a good lawyer? Lawyer up, Bannon said. You tried to destroy Trump. You tried to imprison Trump. You tried to break Trump. He's not breakable. You couldn't destroy him. And now he's turned on you and he's put a firebrand in charge of Maine Justice, the Department of Justice, and you're going to have to live with it. So, number one, they're coming to take us away, ha-ha, you know, as the old song went. Number two, Bill O'Reilly argued that President-elect Donald Trump's nominations that he's announced so far are part of a top-down strategy where Trump will run everything through loyal supporters. This is what Bill O'Reilly said. He said, Hegseth is, the nominee for defense secretary. Hegseth is going to watch the generals because Trump got so burned by that. He's so angry that he wants a watchdog play with Pete Hegseth, okay? And he's a very loyal guy to Trump. So you have to understand it's a top down on Trump. Trump is going to run everything and he wants eyes and ears in all the areas reporting back to him. That's how this country is going to be run. Bill O'Reilly summed it up saying that Trump felt burned by D.C. during his first administration. And he's going to stick to the MAGA faithful in his second administration. Meanwhile, Trump is starting to sue the media, and he's coming after them aggressively. Trump's lawyer, Edward Palzik, issued a letter to the New York Times and Penguin Random House that demanded $10 billion in damages over articles critical of Trump. He accused the article's author, Peter Baker, Michael Schmidt, Suzanne Craig, and Russ Butner for false and defamatory statements about Trump, adding that the New York Times is a full-throated mouthpiece of the Democratic Party that wages industrial-scale libel against political opponents. He's suing the publisher, Penguin Random House, for their because of this book by Butner and Craig. It's called Lucky Loser, How Donald Trump Squandered His Father's Fortune and Created the Illusion of Success. They also identify an October 20th article by Baker titled For Trump, A Lifetime of Scandals Heads Toward a Moment of Justice. This was in the New York Times, as well as an October 22 article by Schmidt titled As Election Nears, Kelly Warns Trump Would Rule Like a Dictator. The Columbia Journalism Review reports that on November 5th, lawyers for Trump's campaign co-chief Chris La Civita issued a letter to the Daily Beast demanding the outlet correct its articles that said La Civita raised $22 million to help Trump's reelection. In response to the letter, the Daily Beast added an editor's note to the article saying, based on a further review of FEC records, the correct amount is $19.2 million. The Beast regrets the error. The article has also been updated to make clear that payments were to La Civita's LLC, not to him personally. But that wasn't enough for the Trump campaign. They said this does not remedy, and they're still going after him. Trump and his lawyers have now sued CBS News, alleging that the 7 October interview with Kamala Harris was election interference. They want $10 billion in damages from CBS News. And they've also complained to the Federal Election Commission about the Washington Post. They are coming after the media, as I predicted. The response to this is wild. I got a call this morning from a friend of mine who lives in Washington, D.C., and knows a number of highly placed people, mostly from the former Clinton administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign, who said that, who gave me the names of a couple people he knows who are actually this month leaving the country. They're like moving their residences out of the United States. So here, this article by Brad Reed over at Raw Story is titled, "Ex-Trump Officials Apply for Foreign Citizenship as They Finalize Plans to Flee." Multiple people who work for President-elect Donald Trump's first administration are making plans to flee the country for fear that he might target them once he retakes power in January. The Washington Post reports that a retired U.S. Army officer who clashed with Trump officials, a member of Trump's first administration who has publicly denounced him, I'm guessing that would be General Kelly, but who knows, it might have been Milley, and a former United States intelligence official, are all making plans to flee to foreign nations ahead of Trump's second inauguration. A retired Army officer who's been applying for Italian citizenship told the Post of the Trump appointments, he says, "I feel like I've stepped through the looking glass." Mark Zaid, a national security lawyer who has represented government whistleblowers, tells the Post he's been counseling clients about their options for fleeing the country once Trump returns to the White House. Wild stuff. Absolutely wild stuff. All that and the Russia report, is, which is basically about Tulsi Gabbard this morning. It's going to curl your toes. I'll get to that on the other side of the break, and I'll be picking up your calls for the rest of the hour as we roll on Anything Goes Friday. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, you're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, if that's the case, clear out your cabinet, reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Is pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
Lost in the wind, what's left of the dream they tried to defend. Our founders, they knew, they painted it clear. A republic betrayed by silence and fear. But they tore it apart, $1 at a time. Bought off the judges, crossed every line. A country on fire, truth in disguise. Oh, Hamilton warned us, but we closed our eyes. They twisted the rules, let the rich run the show. Made fortunes in shadows where no light could go. Supreme Court for sale, rights on a thread. The voice of the people buried instead. Now they tore it apart.
About 24 minutes past the hour. Wow. Okay, this, the ex-Trump officials. Yeah, I did share this story, didn't I, about the ex-Trump officials? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. Thank you. The Russia report. Here we go. Got too many pieces of paper here in front of me. Sorry. Russia report, by the way, is a Substack newsletter that I subscribe to that I recommend. It's the Russia report.substack.com. And they note, I'll just share it with you straight up verbatim. It's about Tulsi Gabbard, representative of Hawaii in Congress from 2013 to 2021. She secretly met Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad in 2017 and opposed U.S. intervention in the war in Syria to support the uprising against him. And then this is a quote from Muaz Mustafa, the executive director of the Syrian Emergency Task Force. He wrote yesterday on X. He said, I took Tulsi to see victims of Russia and Assad on the Turkish-Syrian border when she was in Congress. She ridiculed them. She spoke to three little girls who were burned from head to toe after a Russian Assad attack. She asked how they were sure it was Russia and Assad who bombed them. WTF. 3 days on February 27th, 2022, 3 days after Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine, Gabbard made a video in which she said, and I quote, Dear Presidents Putin, Zelensky, and Biden, it's time to put geopolitics aside and embrace the spirit of aloha, respect and love for the Ukrainian people by coming to an agreement that Ukraine will be a neutral country, no military alliance with NATO or Russia, and therefore alleviate the legitimate security concerns of both U.S. and NATO countries, as well as Russia, because there'd be no Russian or NATO troops on each other's non-Baltic borders. This would allow the Ukrainian people to live in peace. Aloha. A month later, Vladimir Soliev referred to Gabbard on his TV show, a Russian television program, as our girlfriend. In November of last year, the Russia report writes, Gabbard falsely stated, quote, Zelensky now has absolute control of Ukrainian media, outlawed opposition political parties in Ukraine's Orthodox Church, declared martial law, and uses absolute power under martial law to cancel presidential elections. Whew. A lot going on there. A lot to process. You know, what are we going to do with all this? Like I said, I the Democratic Party and our institutions, including our nonprofits, like indivisible.org in particular, seems to be the one that has kind of floated to the top the way MoveOn did in the late 90s. I think are going to be our best defense against this, and we really need to be supporting them.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. Stay with us.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A 58-year-old former world heavyweight champion is facing a 27-year-old YouTuber named Boxer tonight in Arlington, Texas. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
Hoping that they can inject new blood into the sport of boxing. And it doesn't hurt when there's $40 million for Jake Paul and $20 million for Mike Tyson.
There have been reports that President-elect Donald Trump wants to install some senior government officials through the process of a recess appointment instead of putting them through confirmation hearings. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Recess appointments are rare and they're tricky, in part because the Senate has to go on a long recess for at least 10 days. They haven't done that in years to avoid this kind of thing.
Hundreds of workers at the Virgin Hotel and Casino near the Las Vegas Strip have gone on strike after a long fight for a new contract, among them Lee McNamara.
We've been doing the negotiations for a year and they really haven't budged all that much from the original standpoint of zero. I mean, they threw a couple nickels at us, but that was about it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy, unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks. She's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are 4-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement. America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the low 30s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, high in the low 50s. Some showers around Saturday night, drying out for Sunday, partly sunny and a high around 50. Rain chances return to start next week. Right now it's 33.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This blue wall, I ever hear it one more time, I think I'll put a gun to my head. I don't know how you can call this a blue wall. They own the House and Senate in Wisconsin. They just took the House back in Michigan. They own the Senate. They might have took the House. And you're going to give the Senate seat to a Republican. You know, I'll tell you, Tom, this was an embarrassment. You know, and then you hear these people, Republicans, you want to go talk to the Republican voters? Here's one for you, Tom. Oh, yeah, you liberals are going to lose Obamacare, but we're keeping ours because we told them we're Republicans. We have different health care than you. Or the best one here.
Who said that?
Yeah, that's what they're telling. This guy called up in Pennsylvania, and they told him that. Here's a better one, Tom. This is how stupid
are you, Russ? Where are you getting this? Are you listening to right wing talk radio? And this is what you're hearing?
No, Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Stephanie Miller. Okay.
Yeah. And here's another one from Stephanie Miller, Tom. You want to know the truth? Here's an even a better one. A gay guy, Hispanic, brings his whole family up, and he voted for Trump because he stands for morals.
Right.
This is Stephanie Miller's show saying this, Tom, not me.
Yeah, no, I get
listen
it.
To her because you got to listen to her because, Tom, I don't know how you can talk to the white middle class after this. I don't know how the Democrats ever recover from this because I quit. If it's not Nuisance and the governor from Pennsylvania is his running mate, I don't see anybody because our governor, I'll let you in on the information now, Tom.
Yeah.
Durbin's thinking of quitting.
Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty safe bet that over the next 4 years, you're going to see the Democratic Party reinvent itself as basically Bernie's party. And if they don't, they're screwed.
Yeah,
and that was the essence of my piece yesterday and my piece on Wednesday, the two articles.
How do you talk to a white person that thinks they've got different insurance than we have? Because they said they signed up. This is coming out of Steph show. A guy called up and said this. They said this to him. Oh, when we sign up, we tell them we're Republicans, so we get different health care than you people.
Right.
Or the gay guy that says, I voted for him because I like him. Tom, yeah. These 4 years ain't going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
It's the end of the century. But I'll tell you another thing. He better get his daddy up there because war's on the horizon, Tom.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's true.
Iran. Well, it's interesting. Elon Musk was talking to the foreign minister, I believe, maybe the ambassador from Iran yesterday. And, which tells us that Elon Musk actually may well end up being our co-president or our president. You know, I mean, he was born in South Africa, so he can't be president. But I haven't heard a word about J.D. Vance being involved in any of this stuff. I think he's been completely sidelined.
Let's be frank. J.D. Vance is going to be the next running mate because he supposedly can't run unless they suppress the vote like they do in Florida. There's no way we lose by 1.5 to 1.9 million in Florida.
Yeah,
they just don't have that many voters.
No,
and it ran into Georgia.
Yeah, they're suppressing the vote aggressively in the red states. That's the 8 or 9 million missing Democratic votes. At least half of those
18 million
are the result
votes,
of voter
Tom.
Suppression. Maybe even more than all of them. Yeah,
Malcolm, that says there's 18 million Democrats didn't show up.
Well, no, that number's a few days old, Russ, because now that they're counting California and Arizona, there's a half a dozen states that are still, literally at this moment, still counting votes.
Did he lose that seat yet, Kasich?
I don't know. Oh, John Kasich? Oh, John Kasich.
I mean, Bob Casey.
Oh, Bob Casey. No, they're going to do a recount in Pennsylvania. So He's running behind right now, but there's still a bunch of votes that haven't been counted because in Pennsylvania,
he was 23,000 votes behind 3 days ago.
Yeah, but the late votes that come in by mail can be counted up to 3 or 4 days after the election, something like that. But they've officially declared, because there was that one county that Stephen Spoonamore was talking about, who's, by the way, going to be on our program on Monday, where there were the number of people who showed up to vote and the number of total votes counted, there was a discrepancy of several thousand. And when they finally went through and did a recount in that particular county, it flipped the county from Trump to Biden. Or from Trump to Harris. So, you know, it's wild times at Ridgemont High here, Russ. We'll see.
Well, let's be honest, Tom. He never, when they showed it Tuesday, Tom, Trump never really went up. He stayed the same.
No, I know. Like I know. And we still don't have the count yet, and it may well be that he's not actually going to win the popular vote. But anyhow, Russ, thanks for the call. Jerry in Venice, California. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Veterans for Peace is back on the beach in Venice. We got one of the 10 by 10 squares in our little, some of our posters and stuff. And we've been there every Sunday for a couple of months. I've been talking to the world, and the world is really wondering where we're going. You know, and this thing with the Veterans Administration, they're trying to get the property at LAVA for housing too.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw them out once before, all the phony leases. Then they got the new leases and they still, a judge ruled in favor that they don't have to put up the housing yet.
Hmm.
Another judge had told them they have to do this.
Yeah.
It's always a fight over this property because the property doesn't belong to the United States. It belongs to veterans because it was given to us. The deed says Home for Veterans, 1888.
Oh, really?
So it's this vast piece of property that they all covet.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I was there in the garden with 12 acres that the UCLA got the new lease to keep their ballpark on the VA.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole fight over it. But anyway, we're down on that boardwalk, and I would like for people from some veterans to show up. We're all mostly
so you're
out vets.
Basically protesting on the boardwalk in Venice, California today?
Well, we're not protesting.
Saying?
We just put up our shingle like we did down at Santa Monica for 15 years.
Right. Okay, I got it. So you want veterans to drop by. Okay, cool. Jerry, thank you very much. That was a good PSA.
Okay,
thanks.
Yeah,
good
thanks.
Talking to you. Susha in Venice, speaking of Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's up?
Hey, Tom, you're beloved to me and so many. I just feel betrayed by the people who are supposed to keep us safe. So anyway, justifiably, I'm concerned a lot about yours and Louise's safety and well-being, given the agenda of these nefarious psychos. They're going to just happily leave this precious country a shell of what we've known it to be. You were in my dream last night. Please have a plan in place to keep them from finding you.
I'm small fish for them, Susha. They're going after the big fish. They're going after the people on TV.
I'm oversensitive with the sun and moon of Pisces, but and I used to be completely very informed politically before the election. I donated, like, thank God, I gave Tammy $1,000, and thank God she's still in place. But I can't take the coverage anymore. I don't want to hear what they're doing. I don't want to see him or hear him again.
I'm stressed out by it.
As an older person, it's going to have a deleterious effect on me. I know you said it's not time to check out, but I can't bear it anymore.
Well, then maybe you should check out. I'm getting basically two kinds of messages from people who subscribe to Hartman Report. Some people are saying, you know, stop my subscription. I just can't deal with it anymore. I'm going to go back to listening to music and reading about sports. And some people are saying, I'm in it for the fight. I'm going to double down. You know, let me know how I can help. And they're about 50-50. So, you know, I get it. If you've got to protect yourself emotionally by checking out, do it. You know, it's your own mental health and wellness has to take priority over everything else. You know, bind yourself to your family. Michael Moore sent out an email a couple of days ago basically saying that, you know, it's time for self-care. I kind of made the joke that Marianne Williamson had taken over Michael Moore's Substack page because it was so kind of, you know, friendly and psychology and new agey and whatnot. But, you know, I think there's a lot of truth to it. And self-care is an important thing for all of us. Susha, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's great.
Listen,
to hear
one more thing. I found 5 restaurants in Vancouver, Washington that are Ethiopian restaurants in Vancouver, Washington.
What's the name?
Oh, just Google Ethiopian restaurants in Vancouver, Washington. I got 5 of them up.
Yeah, I did that, and what I got were all the Ethiopian restaurants in Vancouver, Canada. But, you know.
Oh, interesting. All right, yeah. Love you. Anyway,
thanks,
love to you. God bless
thanks,
you.
Thank
Stay
you.
Safe.
Thank you, kind
Bye.
Arnie in Palm Springs, California. Hey, Arnie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I am really confused about what MSNBC has been doing in terms of, most of their hosts call Medicare Advantage scam, and yet probably about 3 or 4 times an hour, there are Medicare Advantage commercials on that network.
Well, here's the thing. The side of the network, and you'll find the same thing here, by the way. One of my commercial radio station affiliates is running ads for Medicare Advantage. And, you know, people send me notes going, oh, my God. And I'm like, you know, they've got to stay in business, you know. So anyhow, one part of the company is in charge of selling advertising. The other part of the company is in charge of producing editorial content. And, you know, I think the fact that their hosts are willing to criticize Medicare Advantage at the same time that they're taking ads from Medicare Advantage is actually a healthy sign. It means that MSNBC is not being influenced by their advertisers. I tip their hat to them for that. We had on this program back years ago, this was when we were doing a local show here in Portland on KPOJ. We had Walmart. You know, the sales guys went out and they sold Walmart as one of our advertisers. And I love to pick on Walmart. And in fact, there was the reason they sold the ad is because there was a new Walmart going in Portland. And there was some guy who was and they were trying to fight the possibility of a union. Right. And there was this guy holding this sign on one of the main streets here in Portland that said no union for Walmart. Workers should be independent or something, some, you know, thing like that. And I walked up to Louise. I walked up to him and said, you know, what's Walmart paying you to hold that sign? Now, at the time, Walmart was paying their people around $8 or $10 an hour. He says, oh, they're paying me $15 an hour. So, you know, so anyhow, the radio station took Walmart's money and then I picked on them on the air. I mean, you know, I'm not sure that that's a bad thing. I think that's actually a sign that the media is fairly healthy. So for what it's worth.
So there are no ethics in fact-checking or anything like that?
No, it means is that the commercial side of the company is doing their commercial thing, and the editorial side is doing their editorial thing, and the commercial side is not influencing the editorial side. And that's exactly what you want. You want media that is not controlled by its advertisers. So, and frankly, I don't think advertising should be controlled by editorial within limits.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, I won't run ads for meat or tobacco, but I own my own show, so I can make those decisions. We'll be right back. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee,
CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com, remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual, and if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Brian in Homewood, Illinois. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just want to let you know I'm in the team of doubling down. I called both of my senators today, Senator Durbin and Tammy Duckworth. I asked both of them, you know, is Durbin going to be filling in all these judge appointments? I was told that he would, and then I asked about the blue slips. I was told the senator put out a statement saying he would be honoring the blue slips, so that's kind of disappointing.
Dick Durbin wimps out again.
I pushed back on that a bit as much as I could. And then the second point I said to both of them is about the messaging. Where is the messaging? What is the Democratic Party saying to their working class voters? And how do we get that message out? I gave them an example. I listen to 8:20 a.m. in Chicago, progressive talk. Mm-hmm. When the sun goes down at night, you can't listen to 8:20 in all the viewing areas because the satellites lower. It's a whole contract thing.
No, it's an FCC rule. They have to reduce their power after dark.
Oh, Okay, great. I didn't know exactly what it was. But I live in Chicago, can't listen to it. But I can hear the four conservative channels in the entire viewing area down to Champaign. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
The other side owns the media, and I'm here to fight back with that. I'm spreading your name to everybody I know. Thank you for the call.
Well, thank you, Brian, and good on you. We need more people willing to stand up and say, yeah, I'm going to be part of the resistance. Thank you, Brian. Sharon in Minneapolis. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. I have a suggestion for the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
and I think they need to start a school for prospective candidates for office, no matter what their office, and even for just regular caring citizens. They need to have in this school topics like sales and marketing, how to talk plainly to people, and there's this theory, I believe the name is Maslow.
Probably
know better
Maslow.
Than none.
Yeah.
Right, and you talked about the hierarchies of human needs and mm-hmm. motivation. And I think, you know, Democrats are probably one of the best people for well intentions. But as the saying goes, you know, good intentions pave the way to the Hades.
Yeah.
And you can't get elected by making good intentions. You can't sell a person a product because you think you know better what they need and what they should want.
Yeah.
You got to find out what their needs are,
yeah,
and why that's important to them.
It's an excellent point, Sharon. When Abraham Maslow wrote Personality and Motivation back in the 1950s or 60s, he laid forth his hierarchy of human needs. And at the foundation, the very bottom of it, of course, is the need for homeostasis. We need mm-hmm. to breathe, drink, you know, pee, eat, sleep. The next one above that is safety. We need to feel safe.
Right.
And housing is a part of feeling safe. Not having crime around you is a part of feeling safe. And what Maslow essentially said, and then, you know, you go up through the social needs, you know, having family, first of all, then having friends, and then, you know, the personal intellectual needs, and then at the very top was self-actualization. And essentially what he said was wherever you are in that pyramid, everything above it vanishes. It no longer exists. Because you're so focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you're crossing a street and you find yourself in the middle of the street and the light changes and cars are whizzing all around you and you're afraid you might get hit, you're not thinking about, you know, having dinner with your best friend that night or whether or not you want to meditate on Sunday. You're thinking about, I got to get the hell out of here before I get hit. And so you're absolutely right. The hierarchy of human
needs
can translate into politics.
Likewise, if you're hungry, you're going to do whatever you
takes.
Need to do,
yeah.
In order to speak yourself.
Yeah, see the French Revolution.
You know, it might be within your character not to steal, but if I'm hungry, I'm going to steal something.
Yeah, that's Les Mis. I mean, Victor Hugo, right? It's, yeah, absolutely. And that analysis is something that the Democratic Party has somehow missed in the last, well, basically since the Clinton election. And they need to get back to. And that's what Bernie's been talking about all along. I mean, he doesn't use the highfalutin psychology terms like you and I are, but that's the key to the whole thing. Meet people's basic needs first. Sharon, thank you. That was brilliant. We'll be back on the other side of this break. It's Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me all day. What's on your mind? I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality,
reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results count.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.